Hey, it's your Dummy Master, Tristan, and I would like to thank our sponsor, Dubby Energy. Dubby Energy is a growing and flourishing energy drink powder, actually developing a clean energy formula that is free from fillers, maltodextrin, and artificial colorings, so everyone can enjoy. In addition, Dubby is a sugar-free and zero-calorie. Using a coffee fruit extract blend gives a much healthier, jitterless, and no-crash effect from drinking Dubby. There are many flavors, and each one sounds amazing. I just got my order of Dragonade today and a mystery flavor. The Dragonade is dragon fruit and pink strawberry lemonade. Yummy, yummy. I am so excited to try them out. Our referral link for Dubby Energy will be in the description, along with our discount code for a 10% off. Dummies with Dice is the discount code. Thank you, Dubby Energy. Your warning: use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home. Oh, Kelly? Aww. You said you were first. Well, I mean, we said
Hi. You
were first, so...
I'm Kelly Lee, and I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin listens to dubstep on the reg.
On the reg. Who's next?
Me, I guess.
All right. Get it.
Oh, God. Right. Hey, guys. Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact, Archie is running out of fun facts.
His life has become limited with his age.
Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's a 32-year-old drug-addicted level 4 barbarian in the group. Fun fact about Duke, he secretly likes rom-coms.
Aww. Yeah, I think we're finding more and more out about Duke. He's more like my name is Jeff than he thought.
My name is Jeff.
That's like so good.
Hey everybody, Ryan here, R2. Here, I play as Flea Stick Sock Jelly. I'm the Hobo Trash Master Cleric of the God Rumkey. I'm the MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, Flea Stick uses bacon grease like lotion.
Oh,
wink.
No.
Wink, wink. Yes.
No.
You think it? It's happening.
There's no wink, wink.
You think it? Oh, God. Okay.
This old lady likes bacon.
Ew. Ew.
She's got a bacon greasy fist. Just like, oh,
okay. Just give it to my name is Tristan Hazen. I am the Dummy Master. And my fun fact is that the ancient Romans used human urine as mouthwash and toothpaste.
Why? Why is that fun fact?
Because I found that's a fun fact I get.
Everyone's grounded.
He did it. He would have loved the Roman period.
And
tooth whitener. Tooth whitener. So.
It is sterile. So
yeah.
There you go. When you clean your mouth, sterile mouthwash.
Okay, so where we had left off, you guys had gotten inside the vault, you had looted, you had killed Prisoner 13, and then you had found a scroll, and it started to entrance you all into it. You started to be drawn to look at this scroll, and before you know it, you feel your bodies kind of starting to dematerialize and start to be pulled inside of this scroll.
I feel fuzzy.
And you are being sucked inside the scroll. And once you feel yourselves start to rematerialize, you look around and each of you are alone. You don't see anybody around you.
Oh, fuck.
You're in this huge, this white
void of space. All you see is white in every direction. Looks like the beginning of the universe or something.
Not the white room.
So.
Why do I have a boner?
Oh, God. That wouldn't make sense. But.
I guess somebody else is doing.
As you guys are kind of standing here and you're looking off into the distance, you see like the Star Wars-esque like words start to just kind of scroll down into the white void.
In a galaxy.
And the words say, in a galaxy. Basically, the words kind of start to form, and they say that each of you will be trialed with your own mind, your own physicality, your own bodies will have to forcefully fight your way through this.
No.
But if you make your way through, you will get the information you seek. And then the words start to cut off. Who would like to go through their trials first?
Let's get it, son.
Fleestick, are you going first?
I'm going to go first.
Okay, Fleestick.
I'm going to get it out the way.
Okay. So Fleestick, you're looking around, and this white void, like all you're just seeing is white. And then far off in the distance, you see like the figure of a person, just kind of like hunched over and like kind of leaned on the ground, looking real groggily.
Would
you like to approach?
Cautiously.
Approach cautiously? Okay, so as you start to get closer to this figure of a person, you realize that this is like... You're seeing like trash bags and like mud and just a bunch of garbage, and it's formed into the figure of a person, kind of hunched over. And as you approach, it kind of moves and shifts and turns to you, and it goes, "I saved you, Fleestick. You made me, you molded me to save you." And then as you kind of hear this, the world around you starts to shift and materialize into a POW camp, and you are locked inside of a cage. As you look around, you look on the ground, and there's this garbage-style Iron Man suit that you have used previously, you said, to escape a POW camp in Fleestick's past. So, what do you do? As you see this on the ground, you're inside of a cage, and you look around, and you're seeing, like, soldiers with, like, AKs and shit, like, walking around.
I'll suit up. Let's get it.
Okay, roll me a wisdom check.
Because it was negative all over again.
To see if you can, you know, control this garbage mech with your power.
18 plus 4.
Good. Okay. So, yeah, you kind of stand up with a suit, and you're just, you see, like, trash. What does it look like? What does the suit look like?
It's like a bunch of, like, aluminum pop cans and, like, steel plates and all the major parts.
Yeah.
With, like, Pringle can bazookas on the arm.
Yeah, bazookas.
Pringle can bazookas. Okay, yeah. So you suit up into this garbage-style Iron Man suit, and your Pringle cans are loaded. You see all the guys kind of turn to you, and they go, oh my God, what is that? And you start firing Pringle cans. Give me 2 attack rolls with a spell attack, with whatever your spell attack is. You got it on here or not?
Are you proficient in Pringle
cans? Yeah, are you proficient in Pringle
can
bazookas?
Just give me 1 second.
What kind of Pringles?
What is it, my spellcasting model?
Yeah,
loaded
spell
potato.
Pizza Pringle. Not sponsored.
It's Pringles.
These are some Pringles.
These are
not Pringles, these are Pringles.
Bad thing on paper is you have
to spell attack modifier.
Yeah. Use that.
They like that
spell
a lot.
Attack or the modifier?
Just like
spell
take
attack.
A paragraph of that, maybe.
Oh, so
yeah,
plus
like that.
Give me 2 attack rolls with your spell
only
attack.
The important stuff.
13 plus 6. 19 and 6 plus 6, 12.
So 19 and 12, that you said? Okay, so yeah, the first attack comes off strong. You got Pringles fucking boom, launching out, and it kind of smokes a couple guys and then smokes another guys. But then your second attack, you go to shoot, and it kind of malfunctions, and you feel a bullet kind of whiz by and blow off a piece of your armor. Give me a dex save.
Snap. No, not the Pringles.
It's Pringles.
The Pringles.
Pringles.
Not one of the Pringles.
16, 15 plus 1.
16?
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible one. Okay, so you're able to kind of roll out of the way before you feel the bullets start to pierce through you. And then before you know it, you look up and you've got like dudes all around you with this AKs pointed at you. And
47.
How did you get out of this originally? How did Fleestick escape from them?
All right, so they're all, like, jumping on me, you know,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And I built a suit to where the popkins come up, my razor blade out, and spring launch them off me.
Okay.
So I got a bunch of main
arteries. So you go to do that, and you see, you remember that scenario where the razor blade aluminum cans are kind of slicing out. But for some reason, it's just not going the way that you thought it was. You feel the blades come out, but it's almost like they were stopped. And kind of you look around, and you see your garbage can shield kind of floating there just in front of you, and it blocks your razor blades from coming out. So give me another dexterity save.
11.
Ricochet.
Ricochet.
That's a nat 20. That's the Odyssey. So yeah, you go to swing and you come up and it blocks it. And you're like, think yourself like, oh my god, garbage can shield. And then the shield kind of flips around and hits you in the forehead and you fall to your back. You're laying there and you see the shield, a figure kind of form behind the shield and it's holding it. And he goes, yeah, you thought you were going to get out of here with everything, but you're not. And then this guy kind of fades away with your shield in his hand as the memory kind of fades with you. And you kind of wake back up and you're inside this white void again. But you look around and your shield is not attached to your body anymore.
Oh my.
You bastards.
Your shield's gone.
But you did see the figure of someone odd, kind of just not, they weren't looked like they were supposed to be there. It was an odd, very out of
kind
place.
Of phasing.
Yes,
out.
Yes, and then took off with your shield.
Out there.
Now, who's next?
I'm scared.
He's nerfing us. I'll go next.
Yeah, you do.
Big Crystal. Oh, God.
I think it worked out pretty well for me, though.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Okay, Duke. You're in the same situation. You see this white void. And far off ahead of you, you hear the familiar voice of Skeeter McFly. That was his name?
Yeah.
His name's Skeeter McFly?
Yeah,
you hear the familiar voice of Skeeter McFly. And he goes, he's screaming out. He goes, Oh, Duke, buddy. We've ran a lot of info and drugs for you along the years, but this one might be one of the most fucked situations we've been in, dude. And then as he says that, you see the world shift around you. And you're inside of one of your big, I don't know what you call it, businesses.
My lab.
Yes, your lab. And you see a Skeeter on the ground. He's kind of bleeding a bit. He goes, dude, they're here. They're ready to kill us, dude. We fucked up. They're here. They're ready. And you look outside and you see like trucks and motorcycles and all kinds of just like gangsters out there with guns and all this stuff pulling up. And I need you to give me a dexterity save as they all and guns start cocking.
Let's see, I have advantage on deck staves I can see from danger
okay.
sense.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's see. There's an 18. Another 18?
Okay, yeah, so bullets just start through this window, through the doors, they're smashing shit, and you're kind of dodging and ducking around and rolling on the ground and scooting up next to Skeeter, and you guys are on the ground as bullets come flying through. As you look around the room, there is two doorways. There's the door next to you, which heads directly out towards the trucks. Then there's a door on the back side of the building. What would you like to do to try to get out of this situation or change this situation? However you would like to do.
How many people are out front?
Lots. There's like multiple trucks, multiple like motorcycles. There's lots of people out front. Like a whole lot. I'd say probably 15 or more. Because they're just loaded up outside, ready to fucking kill Duke Crystal and his business.
And I just got my melee weapons, essentially.
Yeah, you've got everything that you had with you.
Okay. Yeah, out the back.
Out the back? Okay, give me an athletics check to run to the other side of the building as they all are...
18? 18?
18.
Very nice.
You just, yeah. So, yeah, you were able to run by as bullets come flying through the windows and jumping through everything. And then you see Skeeter on the ground. He's kind of crawling. He's like, Duke, please, Duke, don't leave me behind, dude. He goes, I've helped you so much. Don't leave me. He's crawling, like, bleeding all over the ground. What do? As you, like, kind of get to the edge of the door.
Hold the door.
You leave him?
Yes.
Okay. He goes,
it's business.
Yeah,
it's
okay, business. So as you go running out, he goes, Duke Crystal, you son of a bitch! And you see Skeeter literally float up off the ground, and he's like in T-pose, like hanging up, and the fade, like the body of Skeeter just kind of falls and drops, and then you see a figure standing there, like a huge, like buff, ripped up dude. He goes, "You win this round, Duke," and then he flies and shoots out of the sky, and you wake up, and you still have your item. Nothing was taken from you because you successfully passed everything.
That's
but
right.
Yeah, you see that figure kind of shoot out, and then you come waking up into the void.
Any inspiration?
Sure, you can get inspiration, because it seems like it would actually be... I'll let you both have inspiration, because you guys did give off a big piece of your... following your true origin stories and whatnot. So, who's next?
Nice.
Archie? Okay, Archie, I'm excited for yours.
I'm not.
Okay. Archie, you're in the white void. In the distance, you see this... what do you call it? Create a character outline from like a UFC game. That like black just...
Silhouette.
Silhouette. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. See like the silhouette of a person standing far off in the distance. What would you like to do?
Walk towards him.
So as you keep walking towards him, you notice that this figure isn't changing. There's no features happening. It's still just a blank like silhouette, create a character ass person. But as you get closer, the world around you shifts just like the rest. And you see announcers and like stands full of people, and it's a boxing arena. So you see a ring ahead of you, and you're like walking in the entrance of the walkway heading down. And you hear the voice kind of the announcer ringing up above everything. He goes, "Tonight we have Archie Ortiz, the undefeated champion boxer of this weight class that we are fighting in tonight." He goes, so as you're kind of approaching the ring and you climb in, he goes, "His opponent is..." And then the black silhouette just morphs and looks exactly like you, is a mirror image of you. He says, "Archie Ortiz!" As you both kind of roll up to each other as a mirrored fight of your MMA boxing match. So, give me a wisdom save. As you see this complete mirror image of yourself, who's going to know your every move, your everything.
Who's
so.
Who at this point?
14.
Okay, you pass. So you're kind of able to shake off the effect of, like, what the hell's going on? Is this my old age? Why am I seeing myself? And you start seeing hands just coming, flinging at you, like throwing at you. And it's just so fast, so quick. Give me a attack roll or a dexterity save. You can either choose to do a dexterity save to try and dodge his attacks, but you may not take any damage. Or you can try to attack him, but you may take damage, but also get to deal damage. So that's up to you. You want to dodge or attack, basically.
I have a plus 8 on attack and a plus 6 on dexterity, so I don't know.
Attack yourself!
This is a strategic boxing. Well, what is your plan to do here?
I'll roll a dex save.
Dex save? Okay, so try to dodge the attack. Okay.
Oh.
What'd you get?
12.
12?
Six.
All right.
Six.
What's your attack hit?
My AC?
When you hit with an unarmed attack or whatever, what is it to hit?
Should be unarmed strike.
Like in your attacks.
Oh, it is... Oh, plus 6 to hit.
Plus 6? Okay, so I got a 16 with his attack that you were trying to dodge. So you gave me the dex save of 12, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so his attack comes through. You feel a thoop, 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 just kind of hits you in the face. And then you realize that every punch that landed, you just feel like you're aged a slight bit more. Like every time he hit you, it's like he's taking a bit of your youth and becoming a little bit stronger with your speed. So, would you like to dexterity save again or attack?
I'm attacking this motherfucker.
Okay, give me attack roll. Because it is your turn to fully give your rebuttal.
12?
Give him the
12?
Okay, yep. Yeah, you throw him. You come in.
Nope. I did a plus 6 on that.
Yeah.
Plus 6 on that one was your hit.
So, yeah.
12 plus 6?
No.
Oh.
Plus 6 to hit.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, so 12?
Yeah, 12.
Okay. Yeah, so he failed his dex save to kind of block, dodge out of your attack. So you come in, you just throwing hands, and you both are kind of just been landing blow after blow, and you failed a dex save, and he landed a blow, so you aged a bit, but you realize that you both are kind of standing stalemated, just kind of staring at each other. Give me a d20 roll, straight up.
Straight the fuck up.
Just a straight d20. No pluses, just d20.
Oh my god.
What'd you get?
Two.
I got a 5. So, Yeah, you guys are both going in for that, like, slow motion, one last punch, gonna, like, connect. And you just feel his fist connect a little bit sooner than your fist connects. And it hits your jaw, and you kind of fall to the ground. And as you're getting up, he goes, gets in your face, and he goes, "Yeah, your youth's mine. So good luck with that, old ass." And then kind of fades off, and you see that silhouette kind of fall, and then this figure just kind of an outline shape fades away, and you get your strength is lowered by 2, so now you have an 8. Because with your age has aged up, you have lost some of your strength.
Damn. You're old as fuck
and
now.
And you gained eating.
Yes, so you have gained an age.
Your C4 has gone bad.
Luckily, that doesn't affect your attack rolls, but it makes strength. Any strength check is going to be pretty much a -1 now. So yeah.
That's
Archie's old age is rough. And Miss Muffin. Oh yeah, but as you do that, you see him fade away, and you're in the white boy again.
I do this since you've
been doing. Just giving the fingers.
Shaking.
I don't need my youth.
Fuck you, asshole.
The older I am, the wiser I am.
Does he get the AARP perk?
Yeah. Yes,
he gets a senior discount.
Yes, he gets senior discounts now. But you wake up and you see the white void. So now, Miss Muffin. Oh, Miss Muffin.
No.
I'm glad we saved you for last.
No. No.
So.
Me too.
Miss Muffin.
You
look around and you see the white void. And you hear off in the distance, "Mew. Mew.
Hazel.
Mew.
Mew."
And off in the distance, you see a little Hazel just like way off in the distance. Do you, what do you do there?
I'm running for her.
You're running for her? Okay, as you start getting closer, you realize that the mews are kind of like, "Mew. Mew. Mew." It's getting like more and more fucked up. And like the closer you get, you see this like mangled, just like burnt up. Looks like she just got freshly hit with the acid. Like, tore up, and she goes,
"Trauma."
She goes, "Mother, please, what have you done to me?"
She's talking to
why?
Me?
Yes, you hear her actually talking to you.
Oh my god.
Through the muse, and she goes, "Why did you put me in the tunnel to be crushed and then hurt me with acid?"
Dude, Crystal made me do it!
You try to convince her of that? Okay, give me a wisdom save.
She slices your throat, you die.
8+1
You failed. So she goes, no, you listen to him. You put me in there. You let me get hurt. She goes, "You, please just kill me. Let this pain end. The acid had burnt me. I'm hurt. Just kill me already. Make me a wisdom save with disadvantage."
Disadvantage?
Oh, yes, because you failed your first one.
You're fucked up.
What?
3+1
3+1
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. So, she's saying all this stuff to you, and before you can even realize, you've got, like, your dagger in your hand. And, she's kind of just like, well, you failed your wisdom save. You don't really know.
No.
And, you feel this dagger in your hand, and she's kind of looking at you deeply, and she goes, yes, stick it. Kill me. And then, give me an attack roll.
Oh, yeah.
You want to fail this attack roll is what you want to do.
Yeah, both natural
20.
2+1 2+1 for your attack roll? That's not true.
Unarmed strike? Oh, wait, no, I have a dagger.
Yeah.
Okay, 2+6
2+6 Okay, you got lucky. You got a stab and you stick the ground next to her. And she goes, "You fucking pussy. I knew you couldn't kill me."
Yeah, because I love you.
Because you know what? He told me that you would kill me. He thought that you really would do it.
Who?
And then you see Hazel kind of float up and she goes, "The one that brought you all here, the one that's going to keep you from getting information you need." And then the cat kind of fades away, and as she kind of pulls off, you see this figure step out from behind her and shift around and have her by the back of the neck. And she goes, "I'm keeping this until you can be strong enough to get her back." And kind of fades off and disappears with Hazel.
Oh, no. My God.
You should have killed the cat.
Yes! Cat is gone.
Like, for real?
For the time being, yes. Miss Muffin is not attached to you anymore. She don't see her.
She is prisoner of war.
So, as of now, she has the only significant items that have been taken from you. Well, actually, all three of you have failed, except for Duke. So, they have your cat, they have your youth, Archie, and they have Flea Stick's
shield. Plenty of trash cans around.
We'll be right back. as this all kind of unfolds, you feel this the reality start to shift, and like Ozzen walls are like moving and closing, and you all kind of get pushed and moved, and you are now in a party together, all four sitting next to the ground. Most of you look depressed, except for Duke. It looks like he just left his good buddy behind to die and didn't get anything taken from him.
Fuck you.
Gotta make the right choices.
Everybody's like sad, and Duke's just like,
I can smell setup.
Yeah.
Like, he's gonna stick at me with a knife as soon as I go to help him. I know this shit works. Grew up on the streets.
I don't think I have. Well, I guess I never put it in my. I have a Holy Shield emblem.
That's just a thing for like a
room. He thought he'd catch Duke slipping.
So, as you guys all form back up into your party, you're standing here kind of like, you're kind of looking around waiting for kind of what's coming next, what information will happen. And you see ahead of you just like rows of like people, just rows of them, all kind of lined. There's like soldiers, there's marketplace people, there's villagers, but they all are just blank. There's no expressions on their face. They're just standing there like still as can be. And then you hear this huge voice just kind of boom over them all. And he goes, "This place here, you fucking sons of bitches. This place here is a pocket dimension. And I'm the one who brought you all to this world." He goes, "But I'm going to keep you in this world because I'm taking over your world." And then you see this like huge just figure of this like black robed person in the sky of this void just taking up the whole area. He goes, "You think that you are strong enough to come at me?" He goes, I got four people right here, your counterparts. They took shit from all of you except Duke. Ah, because Duke, he's got the power. He's the big man over there. He's got the sword that gives him all kinds of power. Oh, yeah. He goes, "But Duke will learn." He goes, "You'll all learn." And then you see all of these like people, marketplace people, and they all start to just kind of shuffle towards you, moaning and a zombie-like manner. what would you guys like to do?
Kill them all? Some force.
Okay, so if you guys want to run through and try to just fight through all of these, you can give me a series of attack rolls, and if you complete them as a percentage, I will say it cuts you away forward if that's what you're wanting to do. Because these aren't like zombies where they're like fighting you. They're just literally like people like...
Are they undead?
I just like walking. Yes, they are undead.
Do they have life essence that can be stolen?
No, probably not. Not in this village.
So we're just going to run into him and slice him
up. I got this. No, I got it.
I could throw a fireball.
I'll just turn undead and have him run away for a minute.
Okay. While we walk through. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. What is it? Wisdom save? Isn't that what it is?
As an action, you present your holy symbol and speak a prayer censoring the undead. Each undead that can see or hear you within 30 feet of you must make a wisdom saving throw, DC 14.
Okay, so I'm just going to roll a couple here for the groups of them. 14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so three out of the four groups are turned undead. So I'd say you are able to move forward if you're wanting to move forward without being affected because... Yeah, there's going to be one group that's kind of trying to shuffle past three other groups that are being forced to walk away from you. So, you guys want to progress forward then through the horde of undead by forcing them to walk away from you?
Yes.
Okay, so as you guys progress, you hear this voice still booming above you. He goes, "Oh, Flea Stick, you cleric son of a bitch. You think you figured out your powers down here?" He goes, "You think you figured them out." He goes, "That's good, that's clever." He goes, "But that does cost you a spell slot, buddy." And then he kind of like looks around. He goes, "And me? I don't have spell slots." And then you see the four counterparts of you. They all kind of just form out of the ground. And I need you all to roll initiative as you start to fight your actual counterparts.
Good. Fuck them.
Oh, boy.
17 plus 4.
It should be me 12. First. One of them two second and third. And then.
Okay, we so Duke, what was yours?
21.
21.
But I had a higher base roll, so I go first. They got a tie, so they got a
roll. Please take, what's yours?
12. 11 plus 1.
Okay. And then Archie?
21. Me and Kelly have to roll.
Okay, go ahead.
2.
4.
I go 3.
Okay. Yay!
Hey, Kelly, why don't you go, fuck yourself.
No!
Okay. So, first up then is... Duke Crystal. These guys are about 30 feet away from you. They're kind of just spawned down ahead below this giant figure in the sky. And you see them all just kind of standing in a line in like hooded robes, just those black hoods. What would you like to do? You can tell one looks... Sorry, I'll give more of a description of them. So you can tell one looks bigger and bulkier, like the one that you saw come from your area. He's jacked. Yeah. Then you see another one that is more kind of like hunched over, which would have been the one that you saw, kind of like pretending to be your suit thing. Then you see the proud, stout, tall, Archie figured looking one that's kind of standing over there, and then the smaller female one.
Me!
So,
I am going to do some improvised combat.
Okay.
Since I have a permanent sword arm,
yeah,
my longbow has become quite difficult to use. So, I will be sitting on the ground, holding the bow at my feet, okay, and pulling back with one hand.
Well, yeah, that works. Yeah, yeah, that works. Okay, so go ahead and give me a longbow attack.
All right.
Then
that's what you're doing, like a ballista.
Yeah, sit down ballista. This is a almost hand ballista.
I'm going to go for my dude, too.
Okay,
my
so the big
Duke
boy
counterpart, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. It's about a 16, 12 plus 4.
Will not hit.
Whoa.
Oh, that will hit. Sorry. That will hit.
You're about to fuck us over, yeah, huh?
That will hit. As of now.
Yeah.
So, as of now.
Let me check damage real quick.
You gotta roll. You gotta roll crits every roll. Pull out my all 20 die.
So, that would be 7 damage.
7 damage?
Yeah.
Okay. You can see here. Alright. So, as that arrow flies, and you see him just kind of standing there bulked out, the arrow flings by and like sticks him in the shoulder, and you see his robe fall off. And as soon as the like robe kind of comes off of his head, he goes into this like Power Rangers like form, and he kind of like jumps up and he goes, "I am Tretorin." He goes, "You are my counterpart and I'm yours, but I'm gonna fuck you up, buddy." And he like flexes out hard, and so that's who you see as you strike him, and his hood falls down.
Better brought some lube,
this dude's having delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, so
he's delusional.
Next up, I think is Miss Muffin. It is your turn.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
It's your turn. So there's the four standing ahead of you. Duke Crystal just neatly got down on the ground next to you guys and pulled his longbow back with his feet and
successfully
shot it. Yeah, and stuck that dude and blasted his robe off of him.
You can actually hold it a lot steadier that way.
He went Power Rangers mode and kind of presented who he is.
So I only have like close range attacks.
Okay. And what would you like to do here?
And I don't really know what these things are.
They're you guys. They're the counterparts of you guys that was you seen in the very beginning when you were first transported to this world. There was the four others. You changed places, and now the big bad has been formed these guys up for you guys to try to fight. So,
all right.
He's basically testing you guys, saying like, "Let's do this. Let's see what you got."
So I'm gonna dash all the way over to my freaking counterpart.
You're gonna attack yours?
Yeah. My counterpart.
Okay.
My tiefling.
So, are you going to just stab him?
Her?
Her? Sorry. You going to just stab her?
I'm going to dagger her.
Okay. Give me an attack roll.
14 plus 6. Or, if I use my plus 1 dagger, it's 14 plus 7. But
that will not hit.
At all?
No.
Advantage?
So when you come down...
Roll with advantage.
So when you come to strike up at this person, actually, you do get to roll advantage because...
Yeah. That's pretty...
No.
16
because
plus
Because you have an ability that says if someone hasn't taken a turn in combat, you roll advantage on your first attack towards them. So, yes, you can. So what was your second one?
16 plus 7.
16 plus 7? Yes, that will hit.
Okay, so my plus 1 dagger... is my trusty lucky, and it gets a slicey dicey.
Okay, so basically how I'm seeing this go down is you have advantage, so you so you go to stab at this person, and as the blade's coming in, you see them kind of just standing there in a smaller form, and you see the kind of hunched over one pull out a shield to go to like block the damage, because it can add some AC to a person with near them, goes to block the damage, but since you had advantage, you rolled again and broke through that AC
and
stuck them. But as that happens, you see the rogue fall off of your counterpart and Fleastick's counterpart. And Fleastick's counterpart, you see this kind of like hunched over man, and he goes, "Fuck shit, this garbage can lid was supposed to be really good." And you see him holding your garbage can shield, and you see your counterpart kind of hunched down quick, and she like whips out some daggers, and she goes, "You think you're going to take me on? Let's go. Let's do this." And that kind of gets up and starts ready to fight you. So that's what you see from them three.
Nice. Very good.
So you're up there.
What is your damage? Because you hit.
My dude counterpart's fucked.
My damage is 1d4 plus 5.
And
so.
You were attacking with advantage, so you get sneak attack.
That took like the shittiest thing from you. And you already disarmed him.
So I deal 8 damage.
Deal 8 damage to him, and then plus your sneak attack damage? Because you got an advantage when you attacked. And that means sneak attack.
I know, but I'm trying to read and remember what I add for that. 2d6.
Take it back. I did do that, right?
9.
What? We established that like in the first episode. I have a magnet for my shield.
I think it was more like you had like magically called it back to you or something. I don't remember, honestly.
Magical magnet.
What was it?
9 damage with my sneak attack.
Okay, so 8 and 9?
Yeah, 8 and 9.
Okay.
And then, question, do I get to disengage and back away? Or?
You can.
Okay, yeah, because I need to get some distance from
actually,
her.
Actually, no. How far can you move? What's your movement speed?
Oh, mother of all pearls.
Because you ran 30 feet to get to them.
30 is the standard. You might have 35, 40.
So you could maybe get 5 feet back.
I don't remember where it's at.
Usually rogues and monks can get
walking 30 foot. 30,
so no, you cannot. So bonus action, you can do something else, but you cannot run away because you will not have any movement speed to run away.
So for my bonus action, what else could
you
I
You could
do?
Stab again with your offhand, if you'd like.
She pulled both of her blades out.
How many bonus actions does she get?
One. Just she's one. Only, she doesn't have fast hands. She's the assassin subclass.
Always wearing fast hands.
Did I already move my full 30 feet?
Yes,
that's what
to
you
get
said.
There, yes. Yeah. So your only offhand, you can bonus action is to be probably stabbed.
Can I use my bonus action to cloak and go invisible?
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck her. She doesn't know I'm still standing
does
there.
Does she have a dash bonus action?
Yes, you can dash actually, but you would be
but
opportunity
you would
attack.
You would have to disengage.
You
would have to risk getting hit as you ran away.
I'm gonna cloak and go invisible.
Okay. So I think all they have to do is roll perception based off your stealth, is what it is, to see if they see you when you're invisible?
Yeah.
Okay, so roll me a stealth check while you're invisible.
With advantage?
Yeah, because you have advantage in stealth.
18 plus 6.
Yeah, you're definitely invisible, and they're kind of like, what the fuck?
Can't what the fuck? Bitch.
So, fucking shit. All right. Next up would be Archie.
Alrighty. Sorry. I'm going to water whip young Archie.
Young Archie. The more slightly youthful Archie Ortiz. Yeah, so give me that attack. What is it? Attack roll, and then I have to make a dex save or something?
Do I have to make attack roll?
Yeah. I don't remember what it says.
Do I have to make it? It just says on a failed save. What
so go over to your spell.
Oh, attack slash save dex 12.
12? Okay. So I need to make a dexterity save of 12. And you're going after your counterpart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That is a 19 plus 3, so...
Does it do half the damage on save, or is it just nothing?
I think it's just... I think Water Whip does damage and, like, pulls them or knocks them prone or something.
If it did anything
when
they save.
Successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and you don't knock or pull.
Okay, so yeah, you still roll your damage and I'll take half of it.
There you go.
So 3d10. Which is...
Bless you!
Which one is the... This one, right? No.
Oh, what was it? D10?
Yeah.
It's the...
How many D10s?
3.
Ah, for a water whip? Yeah,
that one. The flying saucer looking on.
3. Oh. Oh, is that that's 10 though, isn't it?
0 is 10, yeah.
So 13. And 17.
So 17 divided by 2, so 8.
8 damage. Damn it, I was trying to pull him to me and then freaking unarmed strike him in the face.
Take him out.
take my youth back.
Okay, so decent hits. Not bad, not horrible.
I'm hoping to
not
finish great. Off my dude because he doesn't have any of my equipment like he would.
Who's that? You three. So next and up is
Miss Muffin's counterpart.
Archie Ortiz's counterpart. You see, as you kind of hit him with this whip and flip his head hood off, you see this like bald man, and he's very just like, gives the full kung fu stance. Like, he kind of looks around. He's gonna have to make a perception check, I guess, because you know he saw a little girl walk up, a little woman walk up. He fails horribly because that was not anything. So that means he doesn't see the invisible chick next to him and is going to move forward to attack Archie. So this dude is gonna throw some absolute hands at you.
Nah, he's gonna miss.
So he makes an unarmed attack first.
Because he's stupid.
That's 8 plus 5. What is your AC?
16.
Okay, so that misses. Second attack, you see him kind of like jab, and then he pulls back his fist and it lights on fire.
Oh.
And he's gonna come hit you with a fire jab. 14 plus 5.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, that one I hit. Oh, wait, what is that?
How can you bonus action if you miss your first action?
He gets a multi attack.
Fuck that guy.
So one, three, hit, seven. Okay. My dice. Alright. That was horrible. What happened?
My dice!
Catastrophe!
You take no damage.
Yay!
Okay, so you take 5 bludgeoning damage and 4 fire damage.
What the?
Plus
3 more on top of all that?
Yeah, so the first one was plus 3, sorry. And then
you now
the extra fire damage.
Have a concussion.
So how much in total?
What was it? 5 plus 3.
Massive, yeah,
and then 12, 4 fire damage.
Oh. It's even worse.
16?
Yeah, sure.
All in all?
I think so.
I wasn't keeping up.
So I have
5 plus 3, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, 12.
12.
I'll say that's what
yeah, 12.
That was 12.
Plus 15, 5. Yeah.
12 total damage.
Plus 5.
Gut punched him.
Fire jab. Okay, so that was his turn. Next up is Kelly's counter, Miss Muffin's counterpart.
Miss Muffin.
It's supposed to. So her attacks, let me see here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
No.
Her passive perception is big. Okay, so, yeah, Kelly, you're starting to Miss Muffin kind of are invisible, like, sneaking around, and then you feel a hand on your shoulder kind of spin you around, and it's all your old counterpart looking at you in the fucking invisible face. Okay, that is a short sword attack. It's actually not dagger.
Yeah, because she pulled out two swords.
Yeah, it's a big dagger. 10 plus 7.
That's a
17. That's a hit.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1d6 plus 4. 1 plus 4 damage. You got lucky with that one.
The long swords.
Okay, and also make me a DC Constitution saving throw. Or make me a Constitution saving throw.
A DC Constitution.
DC 13.
5 plus 3?
Fact.
Ooh, big fail. Okay, so as this blade kind of comes down and gets you a slice, she kind of turns around and does that, like, fold her arms and just looks away from you as you feel this poison that was on her blade start to seep into you and do some extra fucking damage. Okay. That is 4 and 5 poison damage dealt to you as well.
Good thing your cat's not here to see this.
Okay. That is her turn. When she turns around and crosses her arms, she goes. She looks over her shoulder and she goes, "Remember, it's Arnric that stabbed you and gave you the poison." And just kind of still faces away from you.
Arnric.
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 Arnric. Arnric. I don't know how to say it, honestly.
I'm gonna say
Arnric.
She pooped on that blade. She went poop on that.
Okay, so next up is, jeez, who is this one? Ooh, Fleastick's counterpart. Let me look at his attacks here.
What's his name?
Trash.
His name? He turns and he goes, it's Grawlman's turn. And, let's see.
Why are their names so weird?
Censuring Light.
So I'm going to roll this one.
He's going to target flea stick, of course, and he's going to use a censoring light. That is horrible. 2 plus 6. Freeze makes 2 censoring lights attacks. Okay, so he does it twice.
Oh.
17 plus 6.
Nope.
That one will hit. let's see. That is a 1d10 of radiant damage. 4 radiant damage. You got a low.
I'm down again.
Awesome. What? You're down?
Yeah, I
kind of
got
yeah.
the middle yet.
Hell yeah. That's what I want. We gotta get straight. Cries opener. I mean, next up is Flea Stick. That means make me a death saving throw.
It sucks when you go down right before your turn.
What is it? 4 more than a 10? Is that what you, yeah. You failed it. So, that is one fail. Next up is Duke's counterpart, Tratorin. This motherfucker is ready to throw hands.
I'm about to get his ass whooped.
He kind of points out at Duke, and he goes, "You think you're a big man?" He goes, "I'm big man," and takes off sprinting at you. He is going to use his multi-attacks, and I made it known that he was not using his shield, so that's a great axe.
Multi-attack?
Are you
yes.
still
yeah, blessed? Yeah, they all have a multi-attack. Bunch of punk-ass bitches.
That's funny. Ain't you still enhanced by me, though?
No, that would have been over now. 13 plus 6.
I was like 2 weeks ago, dude.
13 plus 6?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember if it was 17 or not. Okay, so the first one will hit. Let's see what that is. 20. Okay, that is 6 plus 3 damage from his great axe.
Okay.
And then he makes... Oh, he does not, unless he's raging. Okay. So, yeah, that's all he's got for right now. Well, I guess you know what? He's going to enter a fucking rage. Why not? Yeah. He's going to go into a rage.
Nice.
Barbarian enters the last rage for 1 minute, and he has to attack. Okay, so yeah, he's raging with his bonus action.
Does he have the sword?
Huh?
Does he have the sword?
No. He's got his own weapons.
He's got a
no,
raging
he
bonus.
He has none of my equipment.
A raging bonus!
He has a raging bonus going on.
Archie.
Okay, next up is... I think we're back to the top of the round. So Duke.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You got big boy Tratorin right in your face.
Tratorin.
Slice that motherfucker in the neck.
That's that mop. Eat him in the neck.
In the neck. In the neck.
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 Let's see.
Nope, that's not what we're going with.
Naked.
Hey, guess what? Chicken butt, fuck you.
Guess I'm going to reckless attack my counterpart.
Reckless with attack.
Dark great sword.
Well, he's got it too, so.
That'd be 13 plus 8, so
21.
And 15 plus 8.
Those will both hit.
23. Okay.
Was that, wait, what was that for? Just advantage, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were attacking twice.
He has advantage against me next turn on his turn.
So, yeah, you definitely hit.
Okay, let's see, 46 plus 6. 7, 8, 9 plus 6, 15 damage.
15 damage to him? Okay. Let's see here. Done a lot of damage. That is enough to heal you. So you get back, what were we rolling?
Wasn't it 1d4?
1d4, yeah. I think it was a d4 of health back. So go for it. Because you hit, just hit your threshold.
I wonder if it was a d4 with a plus or just a d4.
I think that's d4.
One.
One health back.
I hate that die.
And my bonus action.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink a potion of healing.
Smart. I thought you were going to rage. I was like, oh, yes. Yeah. Bring the health up. Okay. That
I'm
would
not,
be your
I'm
worst
not that thing. Unwise.
So next up is Miss Muffin. Your turn.
Okay, so...
You are fighting your counterpart. She saw you. Broke your cloak.
Yeah, and infected me with something.
Poison.
So.
Got to recharge, see if that recharges.
What? Okay, so how close am I to her?
You're right up against
the edge. That's what I mean. She didn't. She's still right there.
Yeah, she turned around and was just kind of like, fuck you, bitch. Letting the poison do its work.
So I'm going to try and dagger her up.
Okay. Obviously. Roll with disadvantage.
Because that's all I can do.
Because you are poisoned.
Oh, wow. 3 plus 7.
That will not hit, I'm assuming. Yeah, that one. 3 plus 7? That will not hit. No. Anything else?
I can offhand dagger her with my other one.
You can disengage and run if you want. Because you got your full movement speed now. It's your new turn.
I would listen to that advice and disengage and run away from her.
So disengage and do full 30 feet, or what are you doing? Just hauling ass?
Yeah, hauling ass away from her.
Just running. I'm poisoned.
Oh. She's gonna kill me.
Yeah. Fucking all right, bitch. So you do that and you move your ass away from her. So next up is Archie. He's in your face too because he ran over there and fire jabbed you.
I'm gonna pop a
bonus pop
a,
or
pop a thumb up his asshole.
Finger pop his asshole.
I'm gonna pop a potion of greater healing.
Okay. Is that 4d4 plus 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
3. 1, so 4. 6. 7. Ow. 7 plus 4.
7 plus 4. All right, good shit. You still got your action.
11, and then plus 4 on top of that, because this is 44 plus 4.
Okay.
So 15.
Word.
Awesome. And hold on, let me remove this. And this magnetino. Nice. And then I'm gonna bonus action punch him in the face.
Main action. Main action punch him in the face.
Oh really?
Yeah. Bonus action for your potion.
Okay. Bet.
So yeah, it's just normal.
Are you going to
hit him
I'm
with
mace,
yeah, say mace
motherfucker.
Him, yeah.
14 plus 8.
That will hit. His AC is not incredible.
And yet. 1. And
he's unarmored.
Eight damage. Get maced, bitch.
Judo, chop.
Okay. All right, next up
please stay.
Is, no, Archie's counterpart, Urbanus.
Good thing I just drank that.
Yeah, good thing, because he's going to give you...
He'll box you again. Dex save.
Yeah, same thing, multi-attack, so unarmed strike. That is a diagonal roll. That is a nat 1, buddy. So I'm going to say with that, he's not going to make his... second attack.
Through shoulder.
That one. So he just goes to throw, blows a shoulder out. He's like, ooh, gonna pop that back in.
Yeah, who's the young one?
I didn't take all his youth. And then goes to pop his shoulder back in and loses his second attack. So then next up is Ernique. I don't remember how to say it. Your counterpart is Melvin.
Heinrich.
Something. Ernique.
Hey, bro.
Okay, so, her attack on you is going to be, you ran away, so she's going to make 2 hand crossbow attacks at you. You should run away from her.
Oh, stupid
That's
bitch.
A 17 plus 7 to hit the first one, and the second one will not hit. So, first one is going to do 1d6 plus 4.
How do you know? What if I sense that she's doing it, and maybe I dodge it while I'm running?
Yeah, you'll sense it when it stabs you.
If you had evasion or something, you could, yeah, but you don't. So that's 2 plus 4 piercing damage is the hand crossbow. One of them comes flinging and hits you in the shoulder, and the other one misses.
It's always
over your,
my shoulder!
Goes over your head.
Shoulder.
How much damage?
2 plus 4.
6.
6.
Hit
6 you right
damage.
In
the spine. Wow, I need to heal.
Damage.
Okay.
How proper.
I'm going to keep the bow
next
that's in my shoulder.
Next up is Growlman. Growlman, flea stick, sock jellies. Still kind of standing farther back and using its spells, so let's see here. Okay, so Growlman, seeing his counterpart fall, you know, what he wanted to happen. He kind of looks around. He goes, who do I attack next? He goes, that one looks awfully strong, and points at you, Duke. And he's going to use the spell Banishment.
Ooh.
So.
On your gooch pouch.
You need to make a charisma saving throw. You need to make a charisma saving throw.
Charisma?
Yes. It's a weird one.
Charisma? Because it hits your gooch pouch.
It's a weird one.
13.
You fail, my friend.
Okay.
So, he kind of points at you and he goes, Banish! And you just go, just disappear from this plane of existence for a good moment. For the time being.
Where's Duke Crystal?
Where did that go?
He just goes,
you guys better...
You just go to a harmless... Yeah. It says a harmless...
just a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, you're just incapacitated into a harmless demiplane where you're just... just like there for floating a minute,
in like, limbo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Piss, probably.
You, the target remains there until the spell ends, at which point the target reappears in the space it left or the nearest unoccupied space.
Am I frozen?
Yeah, you're just, I mean, you're just, you're there. You're just banished to another plane of this existence. You're just,
can I use rage while I'm there?
Free flowing.
I mean, sure. You could, I guess. When it's
how long
turn.
Was it while I would be stuck there?
1 minute, or until this concentration fails. So someone has to hit him and make him fail concentration.
So I'll wait then.
Yeah. Okay, so that was his turn. He's going to use that, and that's it. He can only use that once a day. So that's it to banish. Next up would be flea sticks. I need to make another death saving throw.
That was a coward's way to fight me.
18.
He said
advantage then. Okay. Good shit. Success. Alright. Now it is Tratorin's turn, Duke's counterpart. He's like standing there jacked out, like raging, ready to fight, and then Duke just goes, just disappears from existence. He's like, Where'd he go? Like turns around and starts like looking around for a second, and I guess is gonna go attack Archie.
Because fuck up.
You guys have, apparently it's only you and Miss Muffet, because that is a fucking 19 plus.
See, it's hard.
So,
wait, what the hell is this that I have?
Well, it might be too late. So, 19 plus.
Sword's
six.
Coming in real fast.
Yeah, it's a big sword.
Sword.
I grabbed the fucking dice for it. Stop.
Oh, sweetest.
That is 7 damage plus 3 with his great axe. Oh, he's raging, so he gets to attack again. Okay. That's a nat 20.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, you're
you
trying
seven?
To kill us.
Did you say 7?
He is.
7 plus 3, on, so seven 10. And now one. He just hit you the crit again. So
awesome.
He's doing double damage this time.
That's a 3 and 2.
I'll kill myself.
Plus 3. So 3 and 2 plus
8. So 8.
Double damage. So
double.
Wow, back down to where I was before I took
good thing you took that potion of healing, because that would have... Fucked you up, buddy.
Oh, okay. Like I'm taking another one.
Apparently he took his anger of me disappearing out on you.
He was
feeling stronger if you butt chug it.
Maybe.
That was the end of the round, so we're back up to Duke, but you are suspended and
lost
a demiplane. So
it's me.
It's Miss Muffin's turn.
And Miss Muffin's like, oh, I'm so scared, I don't know what to do.
You did disengage and run, so you're currently not in combat, so you have the full free reign to do
what's
you want.
What's your best attack?
Miss Muffin pulls the freaking arrow out of her shoulder straight through.
Okay.
All right? And now she just fucking sees if she can just hand throw it as hard as she can.
Are you throwing it at,
like a dart right at her?
Are you throwing it at the one that's concentrating the spell on Duke, or are you throwing it at yours, or are you throwing it at...
The one that's concentrating the spell on Duke, actually, yeah.
Okay, so give me a dexterity roll, because I think that's how we do this if you were just throwing a ranged weapon. Strength, because you're
with advantage?
It. Be like a dagger. No. Not with advantage. Did you miss? What'd you get?
2 plus 4.
No, you missed. You just threw an arrow at somebody.
A bloodied arrow.
Yes.
How dare you?
Did it at least break his concentration?
No, it didn't hit him.
Who did it hit?
But did he look at it and get scared? And
I have bonus actions. Oh, concentration. I have bonus actions.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Okay, so...
Pick it back up and throw it.
She said, pull rib out of my chest.
Offhand attack him, or if you want to throw something else, you can do something else.
I was going to say, I'm going to look and see if I have something else I can throw
she
at
She said, I bite off my finger and lob it.
Bite his nuts off.
You can bite his nuts off. That'd be fun. Concentrate now, bitch. Yeah.
It'd probably be a few rolls to get it done.
Be doable.
Oh, man, I also need to heal.
His necro balls. You're
what
still
you
down,
do?
Aren't you?
Yeah,
that's
what's
yeah, well, someone needs to heal him. He's unconscious. He has, like, what, 2 turns left before it's over? Or one more?
I'm at 50.
I was
going to
get you
he's
up, but I am...
He's failed one and saved one.
Me and my 9 healing potions are in
shit.
The banishment realm right now.
Kelly, what are you doing?
I don't know what to do now. There's too many options.
There's not. I mean, there is, but it's just a point of which seems like your best option.
There's attack or
possibly
support.
Saving Duke, bringing him back. You want to revive... what's his face with a potion?
What's his face?
Flea Stick.
I'd say bring him
can,
back.
Can Flea Stick revive himself with a potion?
He's unconscious.
Out.
He's
unconscious. Okay, so I'm going to bring Flea Stick back then, because he's going to be the first to die. You can come back when your turn's
I'm
dead.
Safe for 10 turns.
Yeah. So
I'm just sitting there waiting like a Terminator for the right data spawn. Like.
Can I give him a potion of
yes.
greater healing? Because
yes.
I still have 4 of those.
What is that?
4d4.
4d4.
I'll let you do that. I really don't know how the rules work, but I'd say that works because that's the only thing I can think of that makes sense to bring somebody back.
3.
And one, then
2.
So is that
that's
all my
5.
Actions?
Yes.
Shite.
4, so 9. 10. So 10, 14.
14? Yeah.
Yay, you're not dead.
What's
no
your
more.
I'm at 0.
0, so yeah.
Oh,
that
good.
Put you up.
Yeah, you would have died. No, thank you.
When it gets real rough, you don't have healing supplies. You get him up with 1.
Yep, get up with 1 health. All right, that means it's yours, Archie.
Healing again.
Yeah, bonus healing.
2. 4.
6. 8. Who do we appreciate?
Yeah,
well,
I'm
so,
okay.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
8.
Oh, okay.
12.
And, yeah, 12.
So 12
and
plus 4.
Plus 4, so
hell yeah.
16.
Another good heal.
Damn.
We'll keep you alive one more turn.
Tomorrow's his birthday.
Okay. Well, I'm not taking it easy. You still got your action, yeah.
Is it finally my turn?
No.
Okay. Alright, now I'm going to
just
mace that
alive.
Big motherfucker that came up on me. His counterpart.
Yeah, go for it. Mace
him. Yeah. Break your concentration.
17.
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
So...
He did 17 get this.
Plus stuff.
He
we'll
got
hit.
This.
Yeah, plus stuff. Alrighty, 6 plus 6, 12 damage.
12
to
damage to the...
Fat head motherfucker.
To the fat head.
Hey, that's my head.
I crack him up a little bit.
What was it?
12.
12 damage?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, he said he'll crack him up a little bit.
What'd you say? Alright. Good deal, good deal. Next up would be, it's your counterpart, Urbanus. So he's going to, you're being jumped by both of them. So he's going to attack you.
Bring it.
12 plus 5.
And say yeah, that'll hit.
4 plus 3 damage.
Jesus.
And then his second strike, it's just a normal unarmed.
20.
I got the Odyssey. Again.
No.
That's another nat 20 with this guy. Okay, so that's double damage with this.
Not good.
DC's not good.
You do both down poke.
And max.
Finger popping up.
8 and 4 plus 3.
They
15 damage.
We do.
Oh, and on all?
Yeah, with the double damage, yeah. 15 and all.
Like, even the 7 that you already did to me?
Oh, no.
Oh, 15.
So 7
added.
And 15. Yeah, that's
oh, okay.
The second
well,
attack was crit.
Okay, I'm dead.
Unconscious. This is what we needed.
Oh, this fucking sucks.
Should have swung on him. Should have ran.
Run away.
He's a monster. Now you see what our enemies will face when they fight me. It's like,
oh, no, this is my dude that killed me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We're all devils.
Okay, so that means...
They all have multi-attack, which is ho shit.
Yeah, we can't roll with advantage.
I don't get a second attack until next level, level after.
Okay, so this thing, she is going to hide and wait. So at this point, there's not much I can else to do. Okay, so 10, pull this. 10, oh my god, so 20, yeah. So I'm going to have to roll really high to see her. She kind of dips into the white void, just lays down. Lays down flat. But let's see, while she's hiding, that means next up is Growling. All right, so this guy is going to do, let's see here, Bless. That sounds like a good thing that they can do.
Bless you when you sneeze.
And I believe sometimes up to three creatures of you within your range, so that'll be all three of them, will get Bless, which adds a d4 to the number they attack. Okay, cool. Cool.
Cool.
All right, so that's that. Next up would be Flea Sticks. Make your death saving throw. Oh, yeah, you're healed. Dead is your turn, then. Sorry. Mm. Forgot, you're not dead.
I'm going to do Guiding Bolt on Growl.
Growling? On Growl.
Growling?
Growl. All right, smoking. Guiding Bolt.
17 plus...
17!
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
6.
All right. Definitely. The AC is not high for this one.
All right, so that is...
Actually...
Actually, no actions.
Are you done?
What?
No.
2, 3, 5, 7, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11
damage?
Is it plus anything?
Probably
it's
not.
Radiant damage.
Yeah, probably not. So, what is it, 11 damage?
Mm-hmm.
So 11 to him. The first damage you guys have done.
And the next roll made against the target before the end of your next turn has advantage.
Yes. So that means he has to make a save under 11. Because it's either under 10 or is it half the damage something? He fails. He got a 2. So as he's concentrating, he goes, and then you just see Duke pop back up into existence.
Nice.
Into the area. So good job.
Good. Thank
now you've got. You've got Flea Stick back, you got Duke back, but we've lost our team.
As a bonus action, I'm going to take a potion of healing.
Okay, go for it. Heal.
Heal.
Alright, so that'll be your turn then. So then we'll go to the next, which is.
No.
44 plus
no.
4.
Tretorin.
No.
So the raging Tretorin kind of sees his counterpart go and pop back up. He goes, "You! Yeah!" And then he goes to turn around and runs towards you because he's in a blind rage, which actually, I already said it. So make an attack of opportunity, Archie.
I'm down.
On him.
I'm unconscious.
Oh, haha, never mind, because you were fighting him, so I guess he's not going to get an opportunity attack. He's just going to run at you in a mindless rage to try to attack you with his axe. I tried. That is a 15 plus 6. That will hit. That is 6 plus 3 damage to you with the great axe.
Gax.
The Grax. Oh, he's going to multi-attack because he's raging. Forgot. It's a 12 plus 6.
Yes. 12 plus 6, yeah.
And that is 11. Derv, 11 plus 3 with that one. Big boy strike. Then that takes us back to the top of the round, though. So it's you, Duke.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning.
Yep, I'm going to have to do another... Reckless attack and donkey punch, old fool with the dark greatsword again.
Alright.
That's a must.
Give it to him.
Donkey punch,
that's a 19 plus 8.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just do the 19 plus 8. Alright, let's see here. 46 plus 6, 6, 5, 7, 15,
19 plus 6.
Yeah.
So 24 damage to him?
Yes. That's a lot of damage.
D4 health back?
Yeah. 24?
2 health.
So what is that?
You did 24?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, you cleave and hack and whack and jerk this guy.
No,
and,
jerk him. that's questionable.
And, he didn't know what was
like,
going
on. Like this little the visage of him is starting to like fade and slice mm-hmm. through, and he's getting less and less transparent.
His opacity is
lessening. Was that all your turns or all your?
Let me use a bonus action to heal real quick.
Okay.
In the next turn, I'm going to try and get you up with healing potion.
Oh,
you
know.
Yeah. okay, so that would be Miss Muffin next.
Miss Muffin is going to give Archie healing potion.
Okay. Word.
Of greater.
Of greater.
Of greater.
Greater.
Thank you.
You're welcome, old ass. I mean.
Old ass. Wow. Okay, yeah, you still have your main action, Kelly.
Where is my counterpart? Remind me where her belts.
Give me a perception check, and maybe you'll find out.
That's what I've wanted.
One of the
to
best
know.
Perception checks you ever roll, because she rolled extremely high on her stealth. She's laying flat on the ground, invisible.
That will
With advantage?
No.
No.
9?
No.
Plus...
She already failed, I can already tell you.
3.
You won't. You're going to have to 11. Roll extremely high.
You need like 18, 19 plus 3.
Yeah, pretty much. Or high plus stuff. That was your perception check. So yeah, you did not see her. So what do you do?
Cloak up and go invisible.
You can also go invisible?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a stealth check.
Fuck this bitch. Not 20. Not 20!
Wow.
Okay, maybe they'll bump into each other.
Okay, so you go to go invisible, and with a nat 20, since there's nothing special I can really do for you going invisible, yeah, you go to nat 20 invisible, and you like go to lay down on the ground, and you literally just feel like a bump, and you're just like, on like a little speed bump on the ground, and you just feel, get off me! And she like pushes you up, and you kind of rolled off of her invisible, so you did see her hiding on the ground. You found her.
Stupid bitch.
Okay, does that mean she can still attack?
Who? Miss Muffin?
Yeah.
No. She used her action to go
good
invisible.
Perception.
To go invisible.
Aww.
She knows I laid on top of her, yeah, but she doesn't know where I went.
You just put her in a chokehold.
You don't know where she went either.
Shut up. Shut up, Duke Grizzle.
Okay, so... Who's that?
Slightly.
Next up is Archie.
Okay, slightly younger Archie. Time to get
fucked
up.
Slightly younger Archie.
Time to get maged, bitch.
He looks a lot more younger.
16
for slightly younger Archie?
Yes.
Just barely, but yes.
Oh, 12 damage to that motherfucker.
Good hit.
And then, as my bonus action, I probably should take another potion of healing because he's probably going to kill me again.
Good thing I've been stalking you guys up, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You say 12 damage?
Yeah.
27. Oh, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
27 what?
27 is what? How much health he has left.
Okay, unarmed attacks, how are you doing?
He said that.
No,
true.
I'm doing
healing potion. Okay, so then we'll just go into
7.
Let's see who's next. So he used
11.
Wasted.
Oh.
15, and then plus 4 is
19.
Got it.
19? 19. Damn. God, you're getting hella rolls on those heels. So next up is your counterpart.
I'm maxed out, baby.
So he is going to do his multi-attack, and this time he is going...
To fail. Fall on his butt crack.
Is that a fucking Odyssey?
That is an Odyssey. Game.
You motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Okay. Good thing it was his first attack, though. That is 1... And 11, so 12 plus 3 damage. And he's going to make his second attack with the fire jab this time.
Oh,
this
is
14 plus 5. That will hit, I believe. 20.
Yeah.
No, 19.
Yeah, that'll hit. Yeah.
OK.
Okay, so that is 5 plus 3 bludgeoning, 8, and then 3 fire damage.
So 26 damage into
3. Alright, and I'm at 1 health. Jeez. So I don't fucking think I took that potion.
This dude's cracked out.
He is. Spirit of the monk. I'm over here sweating.
I hate myself, worked up. That's it.
Okay.
I quit. I'm just kidding.
Next I'm just
gonna kill myself right here.
The hiding assassin. She is going to... Everybody's up. Everybody's out. Everybody's fighting. She's going to... I'm going to roll something here and see who she's going to attack. A 1. So... You're hidden with a nat 20. She don't see. Ha ha! She sees you, you motherfucker. Okay, so she just rolled really high on her perception.
No!
Okay, so yeah, you can't hide from this motherfucker. You can't hide from her.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
So she's going to make her short sword attack on you. That sucks.
Yeah. She's
5 plus 7?
15.
Huh?
My AC.
Oh, I was like, no, it's 12. And then another short sword attack. Oh, wait. No, never mind. She does not. She does not. Sorry. Okay, so that was it. Good. Does not hit. She whiffs it. Just there. She's bothered. Growlman is that one's turn. Get his stuff here. Okay, so they are blessed. I forgot about that. Shit. Looks like censoring light is gonna go at his counterpart, Flea State. 9 plus 6. What's your AC?
17.
Oh, well, not hit. So 2 of those, so 11 plus 6. No, that won't hit. Okay, misses. Flames just shoot past you, and this thing misses both of them because it whiffs. It's like you guys are getting a second wind now, coming back. Now it's your turn, Archie. Flea Stick.
Alright. I'm gonna use Guiding Bolt.
On who? Your counterpart or another one?
I'm gonna use it on Archie's counterpart.
His left
testicle. Yeah, just...
Right
straight
on the
through
left.
His pee hole.
Okay. Give me your attack rolls at his pee hole.
His pee hole's done.
16 plus 6. So 22 or something.
22?
I believe so.
Jesus, yeah.
His pee hole's done for.
Yeah, his pee hole is obliterated.
No more peeing for you.
Okay, give me your guiding ball attack.
He's not out of the hole.
46. His opacic pee hole.
46. Just 46. 6. So, 10, another 4, another 4, 14, and 5, so 19 damage.
Nice, good hit.
Alright, for my bonus action, I am going to cast my spiritual weapon.
Okay. Is that going to be your shield?
I'm going to...
Look like the shield, or is it going to be something else? Rub it in his face. You have a spiritual shield as well.
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, that'd be a shield.
Okay.
Spawner. With serrated edges.
Okay, it's the sharpened garbage can lid.
Yeah, and I'm going to move it within 5 foot of... Yeah, we'll just say Archie's counterpart.
Okay, good.
And
deal.
Then I am... I'm going to attack.
You're dead. You did Guiding Bolt.
No, that's when I summon it within 5 feet of creature. Yeah, right. Can attack.
Go ahead.
So what is this? Okay, so. So 17.
On the monk, that's what he said? On Archie's counterpart?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So 1d8 plus 6. 8 plus 6, what is that?
8 plus 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
13,
14. 14 damage?
Yeah.
Good shit, dog.
That bitch is dead.
Not dead, but hurting. That's for sure. Okay. That was you. Uh-oh.
Next up is Trotorn, the Duke counterpart.
He can suck my ass.
Which is on Duke, so...
He can suck my ass, boy.
Suck my ass.
He is going to multi-attack because he's still raging.
Suck my ass.
7 plus 6. Nah.
No.
8 plus 6. Nah. He whiffs. He's hurt bad. So he's the blood's in his eyes. That would bring us back to the top of the round. It's you, Duke.
I can taste this blood in my mouth.
Okay. You know the routine. Reckless attack.
Oh, he should have had advantage on you.
Too bad. Do so.
Oh, I had advantage on
so,
you.
9 plus 8. Well, 17
yes.
out of hit.
Yes.
Let's see, I'll do one more. 11 plus 8.
Yes.
Okay. 4. 5. 10. 13 plus 6. 19 damage.
19. Did we change it to D6s? Is that what it was?
It's 4D6. 4D6 plus 6,
yeah.
Yeah, instead of D8.
So 16 damage, are you saying?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Is that a D4 worth of health?
Yes. So you... he's kind of, he swings at you with those misses, and then you come back immediately, and you just kind of swinging the sword through him, and his visage just starts fading and tearing apart, and then it starts to just fade and disappear. You see his entity just
right.
kind of
Who's the original
whisk
now,
away.
Bitch?
So
I'm the original.
He's out for that. Okay, next up.
Me.
Or do you got anything else? Because that was just your main attack. I didn't know if you were doing anything
true.
Else.
Let's see. Do one more healing potion.
Okay. Then it is you next, Miss Muffin.
Alrighty. Where is this bitch?
You guys are right up on each other. Because you saw her try to stab her and missed. I think is what happened last time. Or she rolled and saw you and tried to stab you and missed.
Yeah.
Because... She spotted you. Good perception.
So I'm going to stab her with my dagger.
Okay, do it.
Dagger.
With advantage. Nat 20.
Why do you have advantage?
Plus one dagger.
That doesn't mean advantage. That means you get a plus one to the roll. What was your first roll?
5.
Okay, you lost. Yeah, you missed.
Why?
You're trying
Why
to rewrite the rules.
Why can't
just
I
like,
have advantage?
Like, it's a plus one dagger. That's advantage.
Wait, I have advantage because
that means
I'm
you
stealthy.
Get very little
no,
bonuses.
You
get plus
But don't
one.
She have inspiration?
She does not.
Okay.
Actually, yes, because you didn't kill Hazel. That's inspiration. You didn't kill your cat.
Yeah.
You didn't try. You didn't stab her. So yeah, you do have inspiration. You
I
can use
get
that eventually.
Out. So
which
I
means you can choose to use something to roll an advantage.
Like
advantage.
I just did and get
yeah.
a 20.
Okay, sure, whatever. I'll let you do it because, yeah, that's your inspiration. It's gone. You don't have it anymore.
Yeah, nat 20 to dagger and murder this bitch.
Go for it.
Slice and dice her neck right off.
You gotta roll damage.
Yes. No, this is just what I'm talking about.
That's not your damage.
No,
that's your
I'm D20. Confused.
You're about to get elbow dropped.
About to get a disqualification.
Double damage, so roll it twice.
Yeah, is this your first time?
4 and what?
Numbers.
9 damage.
What was your first roll?
I rolled 2 2s, so that's 4 plus
okay.
5.
4 plus 5,
nine
so
damage.
9 damage? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wow, she's so dead. Wow.
She's not dead. Shank, bleeding out of her.
Shank,
skeet. Ghostly form.
A bang, a skeet.
Archie, it's your turn.
Yeah,
it's your turn, Archie.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Anyway, healing.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
Actually, I forgot to heal.
Should I even heal? I don't even know if it's worth it. Shit, just a bonus action twice. Or not bonus action twice, but hit him and then hit him again. Anyway, I'm going to mace him. Right in the face.
Right in the face, Crocky.
Right in his face.
Right in the face, Crocky.
Oh, no.
Crocky.
No, because it's going to be friggin' 12.
12 to hit?
Mm-hmm.
Which one were you trying to hit? The monk?
Yeah.
Your counterpart?
Yeah.
12?
Mm-hmm. No.
Womp womp.
So, not a bonus action.
Heal or something else.
Run away.
You can't. No, you can't.
No, I can't.
Just, she can because she's the one who gets her special.
Yeah, I'm sneaky.
All right. Well, fuck it.
Just fart on him.
I'm gonna punch him in the face.
That don't work.
Just fart on him.
Right,
you're
Joe.
So old, your fart's so dusty, he won't want to be around you.
They're all silent, but not all dead.
20.
20 to hit?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nat 20 or?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I've rolled like four of them. So.
10. 10 damage.
Okay.
Not with advantage? No.
That's with advantage, actually, because I said that.
I actually get two so, attack rolls. So.
Okay, so next up is...
And I'm dying.
Not you, so...
Please, Dick's counterpart.
It's Archie's counterpart, Urbanus.
I was close this time.
Which means multi-attack to you.
Which means dead.
Oh my god.
Nat 20. I'm gonna kill
this dude. What is going on, dude?
Do you really think it's okay?
He did take your vitality.
He did. He took all your
youth. He took
every nat 20 that you could get and took it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
You lost more than you know.
Okay.
It's on a quantum level.
He's got your nose.
1 plus 3. Six and 1. So 7 plus 3.
Maybe he'll whiff damage.
And unconscious.
Unconscious? Okay. Well, I guess he doesn't need to do his other attack then.
He's just like, grab him. Yeah.
And you're dead.
Okay.
There's no coming back from this, actually. Your face is like a boring step,
man. Yeah, he kind of decks you in the mouth and he goes, yeah, your youth is what I needed.
Starts taking more.
It is.
Palpatine style.
It's Muffin's counterpart. It's your turn, her turn. Back. To stab you.
I'm using
what's her name? I forgot.
Ernik.
Oh yeah, Ernik.
Ernik. Erna scared stupid, and she's gonna make her short sword attack. That's a 16 plus 7. Tell me it hits.
It totally doesn't.
Okay, that's 1d6 plus 4. That is a 6 plus 4 damage.
Six plus four damage. Ten damage.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm dead. Well.
You're down. Good. Okay. Next up is Grauman. He's going to continue his censoring light to send at you, flea stick. 16 plus. I think it hits either way. Plus 6. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Radiant 4. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, 4 damage. It doesn't do anything else. Oh. Yeah. You got lucky. Wait, no, he does make it twice. It's multi tap. Yeah. So 12 plus 6.
That's the damage?
No, that's the next attack.
Yeah, you're good. 6. Yeah, you're good.
7.
7 damage.
Magic's flying in the air tonight.
Now it's your turn, please take.
Alright. Who all still alive out there?
The only one down is Duke Crystal's counterpart, Tratorin. He has faded away from existence.
I am going to do Guiding Bolt. To my counterpart.
Okay. Give it to me.
12 plus 6. So
yes.
18.
Yes. Big yes.
1, 6, 7, 8, 11 plus... No, that's it. Just
11. Word. Big hits. You guys are fucking just throwing magic back and forth.
And then my spiritual weapon comes up.
Oh, shit. Are you going to hit? Is it still on
Archie's counterpart? I'm just going to hit Archie's counterpart, yeah.
kill that bastard. A hand
thrown
bastard.
He's my next target.
12
to hit? Ooh, I don't think that will hit.
Oh, yeah.
That will not hit. Okay. Next up is... Oh, he's dead. Never mind. Or, he's gone. Duke Crystal.
Go for Archie's counterpart.
Okay.
Very nice.
Urbanus.
Yes. Reckless attack.
Okay.
17 plus 8. 10 plus 8. So, yeah, we'll take that 17 plus 8.
It won't hit.
Damage 3. No, 7. That's 6. So 13. 18 plus 6. So 24 again.
Damage?
Yeah.
He is dead.
Yes. His your sword tears through another ghostly visage.
And yay! I'll
eat the last D4 of his soul.
Yes.
Eat it!
I'm full health, but it felt good.
Very nice.
Okay, next up is Miss Muffin.
Vitality. Yeah.
Miss Muffin's gonna use a potion of healing greater.
A potion of healing greater. Huh?
I thought you were unconscious.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm going to have to use a saving throw first, actually.
Oh, yeah, you are unconscious, so yeah. Give me a saving throw.
Which is?
Womp womp.
Oh, I didn't know you were.
A d20?
Yeah, d20.
It is all good.
Wow.
With advantage?
No. That's not how it works.
She failed.
No.
Nat one.
Failed.
You got Marcus Nat failed.
One. That's a double.
Is it really?
That's a double fail.
Two.
Damn, I mean,
that's two failed. Dog.
So if you only get a one, if you fail one more time, you're permanent.
I got you.
Yep, two failures.
Yeah.
Wow, you still getting
Let's
your own
see
butt.
What I get.
So do I just wait?
Wait, did you already have a fail before now?
No.
Uh-huh.
That was your first saving throw. Someone has to either heal you and get you up, or...
Don't let me succeed. Die!
Yeah, let you have to either save yourself, or someone has to get you
okay.
up.
Okay, I'm out.
Archie, your turn.
Yes, I'm going to die.
What's the chances? I look like I'm out of potions.
Oh, baby, it's a 15. Very nice.
Okay.
On to the next.
No, not right now. I'm sorry. What?
I got 15, so I'm good.
15? You missed?
No. I'm good.
Wait.
I'm unconscious.
Oh, you healed?
Yeah. I'm unconscious. I rolled a 15, so I
saved. Oh, you're down 2.
Yeah.
I forgot. Shit. Okay, so you saved. All right. Fuck.
That's right. My fucker.
That one's out, so he's not next.
Just need to roll a nat 20 next.
Next
time.
Is Miss Muffin's counterpart. I believe she's still on Miss Muffin. Oh, wait. No, Miss Muffin's down. So, what happened to this lady? I don't remember where she went.
To the abyss.
Well, Miss Muffin's down, so she's going to attack either one of you two. Let's see here. Gonna attack Flea Stick. Or shoot a hand crossbow at you because you're further back. God. 11 plus 7. That will hit. And.
Barely.
That's the wrong dice. 4 plus 4. And. I need you to make a Constitution saving throw. DC 13. Make me know why.
14.
DC 4. Oh, you got 14?
Yeah.
Oh, you just barely passed it. So the poison doesn't seep in.
Nice.
And it does not recharge either, so she does not have her poison anymore. So, next up is Growlman. But you know what he's going to do? Censoring light at Duke. Yeah, he's going to hit Duke this time. 8. Oh, God. 8 plus 6? No.
Shit.
10 plus 6? Nope.
Shit.
Okay, he misses. Whiffs them both. All right, next up is Flea Stick. It's your go.
All right. I take a potion of greater healing.
Okay.
Two, one,
20.
7?
Yep.
Plus 4. So 11. And... one second. Who was down?
Both of them. Kelly's about to die, though. She's got one failed save left.
I'm going to go give her a potion of greater healing.
You just used one.
That's how that works.
So you, you right, can do, like, cure wounds. Yeah, I think you have a cure wounds, which is an action. Not a bonus action.
You yeah, it is. Your creature gains a number of hit points to go 1d8 plus your spellcasting modifier.
1d8 plus your spellcasting.
Do I got to roll for that?
Yeah, you roll 1d8. No, just roll the d8 plus your... it just happens. You just heal her with your hands.
Okay.
Yeah, just rolling for how much yeah, healing you
how much you're going to give her.
So 8 plus 6.
8 plus 6? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how much health you get back with his vitality touch.
12. Yeah.
12 damage. 12 health.
No, 14.
Or 14 health. I don't know. I'm not doing that.
I counted. I added 14. 8
plus 16 minus okay. 2, 14.
So word. That... does that end my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Good use of the turn. Now Kelly won't die. I know the sweat was going down the butt crack there. Okay. Good job.
Woo!
He's dead. Forgot. Okay, back to the top. Duke. You got hit with a fire blast, a censoring light from the counterpart.
The little rat with the poison sword still visible?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut him down like Jason Voorhees up in this bitch.
Go for it.
Reckless attack.
Sure, it'll work.
11 plus 8.
11 plus 8?
Yes. And that was 8 plus 8. I'm sure the 11 plus 8 hit.
Yeah.
6. 5. Nice. 12.
13. 13
plus
6.
So
19. Nice.
Yeah, you wisp away another ghostly visit as you see the counterpart kind of scream. She goes, "You fucking!"
Swiped away. I'm gonna do the hill. Don't need it.
And then the last one standing is Growlman, and you see him just kind of stand there by himself, like, "Oh fuck!" yeah, he turns around, and, like, looks at the sky. He's like, "Hey!" He's like, "Pull me out! Pull me out!"
Take
as
me
you
off.
All start kind of like slow bench, walking coach. Towards him. He's like, "Okay, guys, listen. I'm a healer." He's like, "I heal the bad guys. I heal them." And he just takes off sprinting. He turns around, tries to run, and the big voice kind of booms over everything. And he goes, "He's like, you hear the clapping." He's like, "Good job. You killed some forms of them." He goes, "That's better than I thought you would do." He goes, "You guys survived, and that's cool." He goes, "But honestly, fuck all of you for doing this." He goes, "Because now I'm just gonna have to make them stronger." And you see this like big form of this guy in the sky, and he goes, "But." You survived. He goes, "So here's your info, I guess," and kind of just fucking fades away, and you see like the white and the letters start coming down again, like in this Star Wars-esque style, and it basically tells you guys that there are more scrolls like this one that you must find to connect all of these together to open a portal back to your world.
Okay. Oh my god.
So
how many more?
We're going to have a lot of battles.
So, you have multiple scrolls that you need to find. There's a PS
Each time
PS
we find
note,
one, we'll get sucked into
and there's
have
a PS note
them.
That says this is the first of four, so you have three more that you need to find.
Three more finding
nice.
Them.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes is the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.